Disclaimer: the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Let's get going.
Now, okay. All right. 3, 2, 1. What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Popcorn's Perspective. What?
Why are you giving me for that?
What?
Okay, never mind.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to the first episode of Popcorn's Perspective. This is the show we're going to be talking about just movies in general. We're going to be doing a lot of just like pop culture. And just we're just three guys who really like movies. I'm here with myself, Blake Hanlon, Lucas Yang, and Mark Louie. And today we're going to be doing a draft of five genres. It's going to be drama, comedy, sci-fi, sports, and a kind of a wild card so we can pick whatever one we want. And it's going to be a draft of the best movies in those, in our opinions, of those genres all time. So that's going to be the first episode this week. Let's get right into it.
All right. I think I got the first pick here. So I think we're going drama first.
Yeah, we're starting with drama.
And Blake is going to hate me for this.
No.
But I'm taking 12 Angry Men.
That's my favorite movie of all time.
It's just, it's not even just the movie itself. It's the concept of that movie. And I think it's so refreshing to see that happen in 1957, where it's like, there's no, like, you don't know the name.
No.
It's just so much suspense, not just in the storytelling, but the characters as well. Like, you don't know anything about the characters. Like, it's just 12 guys in a room being a jury. And I think it's one of my favorites for sure. And that's my first pick.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite as well. And yeah. That's a great pick, Lucas. You kind of stole mine right off the bat.
I knew that was going to make you pretty mad.
You stole mine too.
Mark's a big 12 Angry Men fan. But to get with the second overall pick here, I'm going to go with a little recent one in the drama category. I'm going with Parasite. It came out in 2019. Everyone knows about it. It's amazing. It's perfect. It's foreign as well, which makes it unique. I remember watching in theaters with my parents. It's
phenomenal.
Nearly perfect.
It's nearly perfect. Yeah. Yeah, I would argue that.
So that's what I have at 2. Mark, what do you got at number 3 slot?
I'm a little stressed, guys. I didn't know we're bringing out the heavy hitters, but for my drama, I got Titanic.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, who was in Titanic?
Jack and Rose.
Okay. What about the main actor?
No, that's Leo right there, man.
That's the goat, man.
All-time great soundtrack in the movie, too, you know?
Okay.
I've never seen Titanic.
You've never seen Titanic?
I've never seen Titanic.
I don't know.
And I feel kind of guilty because I love some Leo, but...
I don't know if we could call you a movie, whatever you think
that was
you
like,
are, man.
That was the start of the Leo and Kate Winslet, like, chemistry. They've been in a lot of movies together.
But yeah, Titanic, that's my pick.
Okay, well, since it's a snake draft, we have Mark lead up the second round with comedy.
Oh, comedy? Oh, I got it. I got to go with Rush Hour.
Okay, yeah, that's...
Okay, I respect that. Yeah, Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan and... Chris Tucker. It's an all-time great movie, you know?
It was a great
buddy
movie.
Buddy cop movie. That could be me and you, Lucas, right? So,
what about me?
I think... There's no third guy, right, in it? Until, like, the third movie or something. You'd be, like, the girl we could save or something.
Okay, I'll take that.
I'll take any Jackie Chan movie any day, man.
Yeah, Jackie hilarious. Chan's a hero. I guess it's my pick now. I'm going to go different from critically acclaimed to my favorite movie as a kid, 21 Jump Street.
Okay.
Ooh.
I love just Jonah Hill. That was like the movie that taught me what swearing was. So I like found it hilarious.
I think Jonah Hill is like the most underrated comedy actor.
No,
but I do love his like dramas too. Like in Moneyball, like War Dogs, he was hilarious.
He's just a good all around actor.
For
like,
sure.
But he came up as just like in Superbad and 21.
But even bringing comedy to like dramatic roles too, like in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah,
I thought he was hilarious in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Wolf of Wall Street is like low key a comedy, but like it's also kind of not.
Yeah.
Okay,
my pick, like everybody knows, this has got to be undoubtedly the greatest comedy of all time. I'm going to take The Hangover.
I forgot about that.
Zach Galifianakis, possibly the funniest human being out there.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, and of course, Ken Jeong.
Yeah.
That's a legendary comedy on all parts. I think I haven't come across someone who doesn't like The Hangover. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's Yeah.
So Snake Draft, it's back to me, I guess.
It's back to you.
And we're going rom-com?
Yeah, we go rom-com, yeah.
Okay, this was a tough one because I'm between two Rob Reiners, but I'm going to go Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, okay.
It's one of my favorites for sure. I grew up watching that movie.
Yeah. That used to always be on TV, like Teletoon.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I like Princess Bride.
It's so good.
Yeah, that's a classic right there. Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in that.
Inigo Montoya. It took me a long time to realize that was Mandy Patinkin too.
Yeah. It
took me a long time.
Well, for rom-com category, I think this kind of fits the category. And because it is a romance and it's a comedy, I'm going to go with La La Land.
Okay.
As that, because I really love La La Land. I love Ryan Gosling, and I think it's a near-perfect movie. But
I've heard two sides to La La Land. Yeah, it's either you love it or you hate it.
It's because of the ending. The ending is so, like, polarizing. Like, it's so split in the middle of, like, whether you like it or not. I think it like, completely threw me off guard. But I can see why people would be, like, mad about it. But it's good writing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's good at writing. So, yeah, that's my pick. Mark?
Well, I think this is a harder category for me. I don't really think I watch these movies. But if you're going with Ryan Gosling, I think I have a Ryan Reynolds movie.
Okay.
I'm going with Hitman's Bodyguard. I don't know if you guys watch it.
I've actually never seen that.
It's pretty funny, though.
I know what it is.
I've seen it a while back, though. Is it a rom-com, though?
Not yet, because the Ryan Reynolds character.
Yeah.
He's like a...
Your romancier.
Yeah.
Isn't Samuel Jackson's in it?
Yeah.
Salma Hayek, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's like a double rom-com, because like both Samuel L. Jackson and...
Ryan
Reynolds kind of have like their love interest as like their
for sure.
beautiful division. So I think that you can't go wrong with Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds too, right? Just like man's literally playing themselves, right? So
I think that's perfect. I think sci-fi is gonna be our fourth round here. Mark, it's back to you here.
Okay, let's go with like a pop culture icon right now.
Okay.
Star Wars. Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. I was not expecting that one. I was Revenge expecting Empire. I love Revenge of the Sith.
No, it has to be Revenge of the Sith. I'm just a big Anakin fan, though. I'm not going to lie.
That is, like, it's the best of the prequels for sure.
Yeah.
Nah, and, like...
Just the emotion in the end.
Dude, that final fight scene is, like, the best.
Yeah. Oh, I still get chills thinking about when Anakin tells Obi-Wan that he hates him.
Yeah, just like...
You're my brother.
You're my brother, Anakin. I love... Yeah.
I hate you.
And I do have... a huge crush on Natalie Portman.
Oh my goodness.
100%.
Yeah. So,
did you see December?
No, I did not.
Bro, dude, I have a huge crush on Hayden Christensen, bro.
Hayden Christensen. That was like a That was a good
Canadian.
That was a good
boy.
Couple to be in a movie. Yeah. Hayden Christensen and Natalie Portman.
Hayden Christensen gets so much flack for his acting in that movie, but like that's who his character was. He was a whiny like young brat.
No, but the thing is if you look back on that movie now, a lot of people like really love that movie like and love his performance now but like I guess before
back then it was because it's like I don't know it was different from like Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker like it was not like he was a calm collected guy Luke Skywalker but then it goes to like Anakin being all like
Anakin's
whiny.
One of my favorite characters of all time I gotta go with that
that's a good pick. I was expecting Empire when you said Star Wars but like I respect it. It's like a Mark movie like when
yeah
childhood.
It definitely is.
For my sci-fi, I was picking between either Avengers Endgame, just because like the spectacle of that. But I'm going back to critically acclaimed here. I'm going 2001: A Space Odyssey, and just for
pick.
Its time, it looks like it was made in like at least the 90s, but it wasn't even like it's just visually stunning. It's like everyone says that everything about 2001: A Space Odyssey. It's ahead of its time. It's looks visually stunning. It's Kubrick's best.
Dude, you think it's Kubrick's best?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had a good second pick too. I literally forgot about the Marvel movies. Wow.
Yeah, I was like, because I was just thinking like Endgame's just like it's Endgame. Maybe it's not the best movie, but it's like everyone like
it's solid though. It's a solid.
The
pick.
Theater experience when you were in there. When
never seen Endgame. I don't like Marvel movies.
Yeah, they're not the best nowadays. No,
call me a loser. You got your laptop out there, bud.
she's checking Googling. On IMDb.
No, but like
I'm actually working on my research.
I think directors have been critical about Marvel movies though. Like Martin Scorsese's like it's kind of like going to an amusement park.
It
is. It's kind of like faking fun.
It is
in a movie.
But I think it's like a breath of fresh air. Like, I love critically acclaimed movies like more and like that kind of genre. But I don't know. It's just like, it's just mind numbing fun just to watch Captain America fight a big purple giant.
For sure.
And like the fact that they can make the movies also like I just said, they can make that actually like somewhat decent and have like a decent plot behind it and have good acting. I think that's fairly impressive, but they've definitely fallen off since what they used to be.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
All right, so it's me?
Yeah, it's you.
Take it away.
This is a movie like I don't think many people talk about, but I'm taking Denis Villeneuve's Arrival.
Arrival, that was on my list.
I don't know if you guys...
Which one is that? Who is that? Chris?
Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
And I forgot the... gosh, what's his name?
Lawrence Fishburne's in it.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, just like, I love a good movie with a good plot twist, and that was a plot twist and a half.
It was, and like the way they like, the way they shaped it.
I thought it was like the cinematography was kind of visually stunning too.
It was.
It was very great.
It was really, but it was like
the storytelling is obviously off the map. But like,
oh, I have seen this actually.
The twist is also confusing too. It's like because it's like it's about like time and timelines. Yeah, and stuff
I definitely
like that.
Had to go back and kind of think about it a little.
No, if you're talking like sci-fi, like that's like prime sci-fi. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Has like all the elements of like
the modern day,
sci-fi.
Yeah,
because you don't like see much sci-fi these days. Ever like Christopher Nolan, like Inception and Interstellar.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude, Inception's a good one. Yeah,
And Inception maybe is very, very confusing, though. I will say.
Yeah it is.
I had to Google what Limbo was. In order to fully understand what was going on. So.
Yeah, watching Inception's kind of like, you gotta like pay attention during it. Well, I think Luke, you are ending off or starting off the final round with
a wild card. So are we doing wild card as in I pick a genre and then we all do the genre, or we just do?
I think you just pick any movie you want. Doesn't matter which.
This
genre.
Is so tough.
This can make or break list right now.
It's very tough.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with drama. I think that's the obvious choice anybody else would take, and I'm taking Good Will Hunting. I think it's the greatest screenplay ever written, and I love the backstory behind it, too. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon drop out of Harvard to write this movie. Robin Williams gives probably one of my favorite performances of all time. I think the greatest monologue in movie history is in that movie, where Robin Williams and Matt Damon are sitting in the park talking about life and how kind of he's just this orphan who's so cocky and just judges people based on his opinion of himself. And I think that is quite honestly, like, it's up there for me. It's one of my favorites for sure.
I remember like the first time I watched it, it was just like it had an actual like huge impact on me. And I was already, when I was already into film, I was like kind of putting it off for a bit, but then I watched and I was just like, this is like so, it's made with such like heart within like the screenplay, and it's like it was like a passion project, and it's crazy that it was like Matt Damon's and Ben Affleck's first project that they made together, and they peaked at their first, but it's still amazing
for sure.
Yeah, well, for the wild card, I think I'm also gonna head in the drama direction as well, but I'm also gonna touch on some sports in it. I'm gonna go with my favorite director, Martin Scorsese's Raging Bull. It's just that it's shot in black and white, and some movies don't look the best in black and white, but for some reason that movie just looks amazing, even though it's like that one close up, everyone knows a close up of De Niro back in the corner when he's in the boxing ring and he's just sweat dripping down his face, there's blood coming out. It's a really like it's a great story about like a troubled athlete, which is something that I mean all three of us talk about all the time, or like we know about because we're both all into sports. I think it's a great depiction of Jake LaMotta as a boxer, but also as a human being, and it's one of Scorsese's best. De Niro won an Oscar for it, I think, as well.
I've never seen Raging Bull, I have to admit.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, really? I actually thought you'd have like seen it before, like with all the movies that you watch.
No, I've seen Rocky, but I've never... I'm not a huge Scorsese guy. I'm more of a Chris Nolan fan myself. But yeah, Raging Bull is obviously a legendary sports movie for sure.
Yeah, world renowned. Last pick in the draft. Mr. Irrelevant?
Well, Mr. Louie.
I'm saving the best for last, right, guys? So my category is Christmas.
No way.
There's no,
no way you're taking Christmas on your last pick.
This could be crazy if you pick, like...
Oh, my God.
Because everyone has an opinion of what the best Christmas movie is.
We're going Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me! Oh, my God.
You are...
Like, you barely dirty. Christmas movie.
I know, I was like, that was a misdirection, but...
it's a Christmas drama.
It is a Christmas drama.
Nah, dude, I don't know. I feel
if
like
you said, if you said Love Actually, I probably would have just given you the win.
What?
Oh, I we were
Love
talking
Actually
about that,
so
yeah.
good.
It's just star-studded cast, and just like, oh, that could have been...
It's not even a great movie, it's just
that
like...
That could have been a rom-com one.
Could have been a rom-com too, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Catch Me If You Can. I actually watched it yesterday night, so I think that's why I picked it.
You got that recency bias.
Yeah, I think I do. I don't know, man. Just
That's
young,
a good movie.
Young Leo, though, man. Like,
yeah, Young Leo does get me.
Yeah, young Leo, he's
and
him,
Tom
bro.
Tom Hanks, too. Like,
oh,
Hanks
not
is...
a yeah. And I don't know. I think I just like the finesse.
It's also a real story, too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like...
No, dude, it's crazy. He, like, finesses airports and all, like, everything.
Yeah. I know. Thanks. I've seen it.
Thanks, buddy.
But, yeah, I was surprised to see that they're Frank Abagnale and... What is it? What's Tom Hanks?
Abagnale.
Abagnale, sorry. Yeah.
Did you see the movie?
I have seen the movie, yeah. Okay. Who directed the movie?
Martin Scorsese. Anyways.
No, Steven Spielberg, buddy.
Oh, just, yeah. I actually knew that.
Oh, you were serious?
I literally knew that.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I thought you were joking when you said Scorsese like that.
No, I just got lost in Lucas's eyes. So
you don't got to know everything about the movie as long as you like it, though, Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, so we all have five of our picks. And now, okay, let's go through them. So, Lucas, who did you have in each of your categories?
I had 12 Angry Men,
Drama.
The Hangover,
yeah,
Princess Bride,
mm-hmm.
Arrival, and what was my last pick?
Your wild card one was
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah,
Good Will Hunting. Right. That's a pretty star-studded list.
I'm not gonna lie, That takes the cake, man. I destroyed you guys.
No, I have to hear Blake's.
Okay.
What's Blake?
Parasite is the best movie of, like, the
It's the best movie of the 2010s.
Yeah, of the 2010s, sure. Even 21st century, as far as I'm concerned. Comedy, what did I do for comedy? Oh, I did 21 Jump Street. That kind of, like, lessens my thing a little bit. Cause,
no,
like,
it's
a good comedy, but
it's a bit subjective, though, because some people find it offensive. But
it is a little offensive.
But comedy's, like, subjective, so...
Yeah. And then sci-fi, 2001: A Space Odyssey. I think that is probably
that is a great pick
the
for sure.
The pick for the sci-fi, and then for rom-com, La La Land.
Okay.
Yeah, Damien Chazelle, Ryan Gosling. I stayed really close to like the 2010s, and then the last pick was Raging Bull, which I got Scorsese in there too. So I got like a lot of good directors in there, except for directed 21 Jump Street. I don't know who that was, but...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Direct, that's a good way to think of it. I got...
Oh, yeah.
Because I got Bong Joon-ho, Kubrick, Scorsese, and Damien Chazelle.
Right.
Yeah, honestly, it's going to be between you two. I'll just say my list for fun, though. yeah, what was it? What was it?
Do you think you could at least beat us in
Wait, can I beat you... In anything?
Yeah, like, in one category you got us at least?
Definitely, I don't think I got you guys in, like, the wild card, because...
Yeah.
Catch Me If You Can, yeah. Comedy, no, I don't think... Hitman's Bodyguards is just more of my favorite. What was the other one? Oh, Titanic?
I don't know about that.
What was it? What other... Oh, sci-fi, right? Sci-fi and comedy? I think I got you guys in comedy. Oh, actually, I don't know, man.
What was your comedy?
Rush Hour?
Rush Hour is pretty good. I think he has me beat for sure.
Yeah.
I think.
You need to take Rush Hour over The Hangover.
I don't know. The Hangover is pretty iconic.
I don't know. That's
what I'm
saying.
The Hangover is so iconic.
Rush
but
Hour
I do love Rush Hour.
I haven't seen Rush Hour in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, and then, yeah, I lost sci-fi. Like, I picked Revenge of the Sith because I liked Anakin. But maybe comedy, but that's very fitting, actually, that I would...
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. I don't think your list
is... That's not a bad list at all. Yeah. I just think mine destroys it.
I think I don't know. I think I have like a good if I drafted a better comedy, man.
No, these are so tough though because art is subjective and like it's between what you think is the best versus what anyone else would think is the best. But like
you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay,
I'm
good. Fine. Just making sure, man.
Just a little bump.
Yeah. Like, you're a bit angry that your list is losing, or?
How is my list losing, though?
It's...
Don't worry about it.
Okay, let's go category by category, like between me, Lucas and I.
Okay.
Drama, Parasite, and yours was...
12 Angry Men.
12 Angry Men. Okay, you take the cake, in my opinion.
Honestly, like, they're two very different films, though.
They are two different films. I don't know.
I think I would, like, I would take the ending in Parasite over 12 Angry Men, but, like, okay. I would take 12 Angry Men as a movie.
I actually say a tie, maybe, then.
Okay, we'll give a tie.
Because, like, we can do tie. Comedy, you take. You have Hangover, me. Rom-com, I did La La Land. What did you say?
Princess Bride.
I think I won that.
I don't know. So it's what, 1-1?
I don't know about that, but I think it's, I'll give it to you.
I think La La Land's amazing. It should have won Oscar that year over Moonlight, in my opinion.
I don't know. I wasn't crazy about Moonlight anyways. So.
I wasn't either.
Fair enough.
Then sci-fi, I did 2001.
Okay, I did Arrival.
I think 2001 takes that. But then Wild Card.
And no, Good Will Hunting. Yeah, Good Will Hunting won the Wild Card.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to call it a tie then.
I think, yeah. All right.
I don't know if you beat me on comedy, though. Sorry, rom-com.
I think La La Land is, like... I mean, let's look at it this way. Emma Stone won an Oscar for her performance in it. Ryan Gosling was nominated.
We can't base it off Oscars,
Yeah,
though.
But it shows how good the movie is. I'm not saying Princess Bride isn't bad. Like, it's the same thing I took, like, 21 Jump Street.
It is Rob Reiner, though. Rob Reiner has also made the godfather of romantic comedies in One Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, sure. Oh. Dude,
I was going to take.
I just realized I could have taken The Godfather with my wild card.
You could have?
Or part one or two.
Who'd you take? What do you take for your wild card again?
I took Raging Bull.
Okay.
You know, my wild card original pick was Jurassic Park as a joke.
Still legendary.
You still were going to go with Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, that's, man.
Is that your favorite director, Mark?
Yeah, he might be. Him and my favorite
I will give
actors,
it to you, though. I do Leo. Like Damien Chazelle.
Yeah, Whiplash, too.
Whiplash was like... on my list for sure.
Yeah. Wait, which one is Whiplash?
It's the one with the drummer.
Miles
Yo,
Teller.
That's a good movie. Yeah. I forgot the name of it, but I watched that one, actually.
I've heard some crazy stuff about what actually happened.
It's a real story?
No, but, like, it's... You know how he told him he was out of tempo?
Yeah.
He was really in tempo the whole movie, apparently.
Just messing with him.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a good place to leave off. Next week, I think we're going to be going more towards an Oscar direction since it's happening in next month, actually, in March. So we're going to be headed in that direction. But yeah, we're just signing off for now. This was Blake.
Lucas.
Mark.
And thank you for tuning in to Popcorn Perspectives today.
Bye, guys.